Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry Odell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bi-monthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And if you'd like to learn more about our paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com. And there you can find all the information that you'll need. The paper is a free subscription. You can get it through your email as a PDF, or you can receive a hard copy through the United States Postal Service. Also, we can send a bundle to a congregation. And that, of course, is free as well. Just let us know what we can do for you, and we'll be happy to add you to one of our mailing lists. Also, if you've not yet subscribed to our podcast, go to podbean.com, look for Fulton County Gospel News, and follow us there. And also, we have Facebook pages. We have the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast Facebook page, and, of course, the Church of Christ at Mammoth Spring Facebook page. So you can like those pages, follow them, and get a lot of good biblical content there. Today, I want to read an article to you from the May 1978 edition of Fulton County Gospel News entitled, "Is God Partial?" And the author was Harold Turner. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." Acts 10:34-35. "For there is no respect of persons with God." Romans 2:11. While we might be astonished at the number of people who actually believe that God is partial, the Bible declares such to be untrue. There are numerous reasons suggested in God's Word which show that He is impartial toward all. In the first place, there are none of us worthy of His favoritism, for we are all in the same spiritual condition. In Romans 3, Paul stated to the Jews who considered themselves better than others, saying, "What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are altogether become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." Romans 3:9-12. Then in verse 23 he stated, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The entire world was lost in sin at the time Jesus came, and there was nothing any person could do to help himself out of this condition. Because of sin, all men were separated from God and stood under the condemnation of death for their sins. Therefore, all stood in the same relationship with God. Lost. The next point suggesting the impartiality of God is seen in His desire to save all men. In 1 Timothy 2:3-4, Paul wrote, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved." In the Great Commission, Jesus commanded the apostles, saying, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Mark 16:15. And in 2 Peter 3:9, we are told that God is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. When Jesus stated in John 3:16 that God so loved the world, He included every person of all time. There isn't one soul living that God does not desire to save. In order to save lost man, God provided one sacrifice to atone for man's sin. The same sacrifice for every person would suggest that God was not showing partiality toward any person or group of people. In Hebrews 2:9, the writer tells us that Jesus, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. His blood paid the price for our redemption, and each person required the same price. There is no person who will get by cheaper than another. There is no respect of persons with God. Another proof to the impartiality of God is in the fact that He provided only one gospel for the whole world. In Mark 16:15, Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Jesus revealed this gospel to the apostles, Acts 1:2, and they in turn were commanded to make it known to the whole world. In Galatians 1:6-9, Paul wrote, "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from Him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you, and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed." This one gospel set forth the conditions required for our salvation, and no person is assured salvation who does not meet these requirements. It is through obedience to the gospel that we are promised salvation. Romans 6:17 and 18, 1 Peter 1:22, and 2 Thessalonians 1:7 through 9. Another point where many overlook the impartiality of God is in regard to His will for the church. Jesus promised to build only one church, Matthew 16:18. This one church is pictured as the body of Christ, Ephesians 1:22 and 23, and Colossians 1:18 through 24. And in Ephesians 2:16, Paul stated that Christ reconciled both Jews and Gentiles unto God in one body. If there had ever been a time when two churches might have been needed, it would have been during the first century, for the Jews had no dealings with the Gentiles. The Apostle Peter shows this to be the attitude of the Jews in Acts 10:28, saying, "Ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean." But God didn't plan one church for the Jews and another for the Gentiles, rather that both be reconciled unto Himself in one body, the church. Man's efforts to justify the existence of many churches denies the impartiality of God. One other way that the impartiality of God is seen is in the judgment. In Romans 14:10, Paul stated that we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And in 2 Corinthians 5:10, he wrote, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." The standard of this judgment is stated in Romans 2:16, where Paul said, "In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel." Jesus also stated in John 12:48, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." Every person will someday stand before the Lord and be judged, and the only standard to determine our destiny will be the gospel of Christ. The fact that all men are lost in sin apart from Christ, that God desires the salvation of all, that He gave only one sacrifice for all alike, that He gave only one gospel to guide all to Christ for salvation, that He built one church in which all may be reconciled unto God, and the fact that all will someday be judged by the same standard, all attest to the great and wonderful truth that God is not partial. How thankful we should be for this marvelous truth! May God help us never to lose sight of this great fact, and may we have the determination to ever walk in the one straight and narrow way that leads to eternal life. All right, so again, that article comes from the May 1978 edition of Fulton County Gospel News, "Is God Partial?" And it was written by Harold Turner. And frankly, I don't think I really have to add anything to it. God is no respecter of persons. And as he opened the article with Acts 10:34, that's where I'll close it. "In every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." Well, again, if you'd like the paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com. Use our contact information. Let us know what we can do for you in regard to the paper. It's always free of charge. Subscribe to our Podbean channel at podbean.com. Follow us on Facebook, Church of Christ at Mammoth Spring, and also Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. Thanks again for listening today, and I will catch you on the next episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.